Hello, I'm Sir Andrew Davis, music director at Lyric Opera of Chicago. Our motto at Lyric is Long Live Passion. And this season we have passion in abundance. It's going to be thrilling for our entire audience with so much extraordinary music and drama. I'd like to take a few minutes to share some of the highlights with you. Giacomo Puccini's music is all about love, with all its joys and sorrows. And in that regard, there's one opera that stands supreme. La Bohème, a huge favorite of our audience, as it is all over the world. In 19th century Paris, we meet one of opera's most captivating couples, the poet Rodolfo and the seamstress Mimi, and watch them fall in love at first sight. In contrast, there's also the delight of watching that wildly emotional duo, the painter Marcello and the femme fatale Musetta. In Giuseppe Verdi's magnificent Rigoletto, the title character is an acid-tongued court jester who's been cursed by a nobleman he insulted. The curse begins to take effect when Rigoletto finds out that the courtiers, who loathe him, have had his daughter Gilda abducted. Rigoletto lashes out at them with a violence that will have you on the edge of your seat.
Artigiani, in razza, d'annata!
Rigoletto's employer is the licentious Duke of Mantua, who thinks nothing of loving a woman and then leaving her. His view is simply that women are fickle. He lets us know in one of opera's most popular arias, La Donna è mobile.
La donna è mobile, qual piuma al vento, muta d'accento e di pensiero. Sempre una mobile, leggiadro viso, in pianto e in riso e menzognero. La donna è mobile, qual piuma al vento, muta d'accento e di pensier.
The most famous of all operatic quartets occurs when Rigoletto shows Gilda certain proof that the Duke is carrying on with another woman. But Gilda still loves the Duke, and it's her feelings for him that lead to disaster for herself and her father. It's been 17 years since we presented Verdi's Simon Boccanegra. It's an extraordinarily powerful drama that unfolds in the incendiary atmosphere of 14th century Genoa, with factions of plebeians and patricians pitted against each other. At the centre of it all is Boccanegra himself, the enormously sympathetic, noble-hearted Doge of Genoa. Very important to this opera is Boccanegra's relationship with his daughter, who he thought was lost to him forever. They're reunited in a glorious recognition duet, the opera's most touching scene. There's a dastardly baritone villain, a romantic and hot-headed tenor, exciting choruses sung by the people of Genoa, and a tragic ending that will break your heart. Simon Boccanegra, truly one of Verdi's masterpieces. Contrast to our Verdi and Puccini works this season, we also have for you a classic Italian comedy. It's Gaetano Donizetti's irresistible Don Pasquale, about a wealthy old man who wants to marry a young woman. He must contend with three other people who conspire to teach him a lesson that marriage at his age really isn't a good idea. Among the musical highlights in this opera are five glorious duets. One of them involves wily Dr. Malatesta and the beautiful Norina. She's definitely up for helping him in his scheme to get the better of Pasquale. There's also a wonderful duet between Pasquale and Malatesta. Pasquale is convinced that his young bride is having an affair. He enlists Malatesta's assistance in hatching a plan for revenge. The fourth principal character is Ernesto, Pasquale's nephew, who wants to marry the penniless Norina himself, over his uncle's strenuous objections. Of course, all ends happily, with Norina and Ernesto united, and Pasquale not a little wiser. Jules Massenet's Werther is the achingly romantic tale of a poet in love with a woman who can never be his. The poet is the opera's title role, sensitive, passionate, and desperate. The young woman Werther loves is Charlotte. She promised her dying mother that she'd marry a man she doesn't love, the kind but utterly conventional Albert. After an absence of many months, Werther returns to the married Charlotte, hoping she'll finally declare her love for him. It's all that she can do to resist. Goodbye. Of course, there's the inevitable tragic ending. As with Bohème for Werther, you'd better have a handkerchief ready for the last act. The season includes three very different German works: a captivating fairy tale, a heartwarming comedy, and a devastating tragedy. The fairy tale, the best possible opera for the holiday season, is Humperdinck's Hansel and Gretel. Made famous by the Brothers Grimm, this is the tale of a brother and sister bursting with high spirits. When they misbehave, Hansel and Gretel are sent by their mother into the forest. They get lost and are terrified. They manage to calm themselves, and before falling asleep, they sing an evening prayer. I doubt that any composer has ever written a more beautiful prayer than this one. Things get pretty exciting when Hansel and Gretel encounter the most exuberant of all operatic witches. We're witnessing an obsession for revenge as we watch and listen to the crazed heroine of Strauss's monumental Elektra. Elektra is the princess of Mycenae. Her father, Agamemnon, was murdered by her mother, and avenging her father is Elektra's only reason for living. With the return of Elektra's brother, Orestes, who she thought was dead, Elektra has an ally.
Elektra, so sie sind, ist sie sie wirklich du? So haben sie dich armen lassen, oder sie haben dich geschlagen.
Lass mein Kleid, will nicht.
There's a hair-raising climax to this opera, and the combination of big, dramatic voices and the fabulous orchestration of Strauss makes the whole opera simply unforgettable.
Stella! Stella!
One of the most triumphantly successful American operas of recent years is André Previn's A Streetcar Named Desire, adapted from the world-famous play by Tennessee Williams. At the center of Streetcar is Blanche DuBois, a role written especially for the glorious Renee Fleming, who will be singing it at Lyric. Blanche is a fragile schoolteacher who lives in a world of romantic dreams. Blanche arrives at her sister Stella's home in New Orleans, bringing with her awful secrets about her past. She arouses the suspicions of Stella's husband, Stanley. He eventually discovers the truth about his sister-in-law, leading inevitably to the opera's devastating ending. In Die Meistersinger von Nürnberg, Richard Wagner gave the world a magical mix of comedy, sentiment, romance, and extraordinary human warmth. At its heart is a cobbler who's also a poet, Hans Sachs, the soul of the town of Nürnberg, a man of immense wisdom and full of love. The story of this opera revolves around a singing contest. The prize is the hand in marriage of a ravishing young woman, Eva. Sachs helps an impetuous young knight, Walter, to write a song so gloriously beautiful that he wins the contest. Like so many of the greatest operas, Meistersinger isn't just the story of a few characters. It's the story of a community. In this case, the exuberant, lovable people of Nuremberg. They burst with joy in the finale of this opera. A lovable, meaningful, profoundly inspiring work. In fact, one of the supreme achievements in the history of opera. So, long live passion at Lyric Opera. I can't imagine a more passionately and vibrantly exciting opera season than this one, bursting with musical and dramatic riches. Enjoy it all. We'll see you at the opera. The majority of these recordings were used by kind permission of EMI Classics.